Go and see Giorgio.
Next, and up next, here at the Ticket, it's those Saroy brothers in for North.
All right.
Mike and Cash.
Hello, morning. The Musers.
Morning.
You guys go on your big trip with Junior today.
Yep.
Bob.
This is it, man.
We're going to make it.
Sure you're going to make it.
Fingers crossed.
It's going to be fun.
Every day this week, Junior has mentioned to me his concerns about small airplane flight.
What, man? I have a bad feeling about this one.
Stop it.
But he says it so many times, now I kind of do too. He's like, I'm only worried about until 20 seconds after takeoff. I'm like, okay.
You'll be fine. It's a 30-seater. That's a pretty big plane.
How big do you think the font size will be for our names?
The Saroy brothers?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
It'll be misspelled, first of all.
Guaranteed. And that's even if they count on Kat sending it to them.
And I'm not even sure if y'all's names will make death certificates. they just want to fill out death certificates for you.
Don't even print this out.
It'll definitely say Mike and Crunch. You know, they'll get
Mark.
They'll get a few details wrong.
Mark and Crunch.
And somewhere somebody will... we'll create the tomb of the unknown talk show host.
That's right. And y'all both will be buried in it. They don't know which ones you are.
Just some remains.
Doesn't matter.
Cray-Tray will be doing his 24-hour guard duty.
Just walking back and forth forever.
Cray-Tray.
In the rain. Any right. Weather.
Whatever you guys do, don't savor a gonk in the next 2 hours, though, okay?
Really?
Is he getting mad at it?
Yeah. He's in there now getting ready to do
it. Dude.
It's worse than you think. You don't know about
it. It is worse than you think.
What do you mean?
No, it's bad.
It's gotten hostile.
Hey, I think behind the scenes or on the...
In the last 15 minutes.
I think he can hear.
I think he's listening.
Yeah, because he's looking at us with his headphones on.
Okay, he's doing a bit.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's really mad about Ragunk.
But it makes no sense to be mad about that.
I agree. Isn't the P1 happy?
Obviously.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yes.
He's looking at you.
He's pointing a gun at you.
I mean, do you like trying fine things?
Restaurants?
Yes, the restaurants. Yeah. That became my slogan. Every once in a while, you get a slogan.
I mean, as I told Mike yesterday, I interrupted a national moment of silence for the most horrible thing that ever happened to our nation since World War II. Still plays.
Yeah, but do you like it? Like, are you happy that plays, or if you had your druthers?
I just grew to accept it as ticket shtick after a while.
That doesn't sound like a yes.
I guess if any of those things come up, at most they would be like a mild annoyance for the first week.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of go, oh, okay, that's a funny thing that happens on the station that... I don't particularly get a kick out of, but that's...
And people are
I'm a
loving
little
way endorsing you, TC. They think, that's great. You said Ragunk.
Now, that's
whoever
a lot.
Thought of that word? That's
it
like
didn't
funny
even exist.
But it's not making fun of your appearance or a loved one.
Now, the website was. If you want to shut down the website, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the website,
so
I've got
on board
you.
With that? Yeah. I can shut down the website if the Saroy's made?
Try it.
Why are you yelling? You like
don't
have a
bring
mic.
Up that.
Oh no!
Wait a second. It was you guys.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh gosh!
Sounds like we're in agreement, George.
I think it was Ragunk Industries that was behind that website.
Okay. How about the here? Look, here's
Ragunk
a
LLC.
We all need a Ragunk website. How about just change the picture? A more flattering picture.
Like you get to pick the picture. It can be your senior picture.
You
or
can
something.
Go do glamour shots and put that on Ragunk.
It's not actually a picture of him. It's actually Andre the Giant with glasses.
Yeah, we
it's
changed
not
it.
It's not him.
Why don't you change it to like Sean Connery as James Bond? Something a little more flattering.
Classy, you know?
Right.
Bob Hope.
Yeah, there's got to be some middle ground here.
We need like, and you need to load it up with.
Sounds like we're on the same page.
Meme photographs of various pictures, historic pictures throughout human history, where someone has tagged the Berlin Wall with Ragunk.
Right.
Ragunk. Or perhaps Da Vinci's Last Supper with Ragunk written above, hung like Peter went to fast signs before
TC's
the dinner.
Right.
Yeah,
TC's
yeah.
Laughing.
No, I don't think that we have a different stance on this.
Okay.
So it's full steam ahead.
All we got to do is fix the picture, and we're good.
And stop selling things.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, okay. All right. Well,
I told you that money's for Austin Street Center for
the
homeless.
For
so if you want to take money away.
I do.
The Ticket is trying to drum up money for the Austin Street Show.
Okay, but why does...
They can do it with images that they control.
I told you. That's
what's those images.
And that was how you took down the picture, right? Because it was your likeness that you did not authorize, correct?
So then you changed it to Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
And then I politely requested.
There's
you
a stylized.
Was told that was fine, and then did the end around less than 24 hours later.
Oh, come on. We all love each other up
the
here.
The new picture is not you. TC. It's a stylized watercolor of Chunk from Goonies.
Well, what bugs you about Ragonk?
I mean, you know, it's embarrassing that I stuttered, but beyond that, you're right. It's just a mild annoyance. I feel the same way about it that you just said. I just think that if we're going to take a less than flattering picture of me, put it on T-shirts, sell them.
Well, okay, he's got a point on the likeness thing. If it's not a good
picture, that was taken down.
Okay, so you don't think that.
And now they just have the same picture, changed it to a watercolor, and said, "Oh, well, it's not you."
That's Chunk from Goonies.
Which is a 5-year-old argument.
That's not
like,
you.
That's what. Whenever your parents are like, "Why'd you do this?" That's the sort of response that you would give them.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, TC. I think we need to change the likeness. A nice glamour shot of TC.
Are we sure that is not a flattering picture?
Let the P1 decide.
The P1 is putting him 10 to noon, putting Fernando on the air.
See, so
I'm not going with the
P1. P1 knows.
But maybe it is a flattering picture. Maybe you don't have an accurate gauge of it.
Right. I think you look great.
I'm pretty certain.
Let the P1 ladies decide.
What does it look like? I don't know what it looks like.
It's a bad picture.
Okay, well, I'm hearing from one reporter it is a bad picture.
It is. It's not a good picture of TC.
What does it look like?
It looks like someone caught him while he was sleeping or something.
Go to Ragonk.com. Look
like someone caught him in the end stages.
It looks like he's about to utter the word Ragonk.
Or just
it's
looking
like he's about to hit play on his Stephen Hawking speech.
That's not a flattering pose for anyone.
All right. We're going to get this fixed, TC.
Thank you, George.
Let's all go to Ragonk.com.
I'm going
to
help you out.
Get your T-shirt.
All right. It is interesting, though, TC, that if you had never been born, that website would have gone unsold for the entirety of human history.
I can agree that's interesting.
It cost us $1.99 for a whole year.
It wasn't like Pepsi.com.
That has to be the cheapest website sold.
You're like, yeah, take it. Oh, no, take it.
It's available.
Oh, thank God. We sold it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, they've been waiting. That business had been waiting to close down until they cleared all their inventory. And finally, the last thing on the shelf sold.
You know what, TC? When you pass away, if your headstone says anything but you're gone, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yes, they will
prepare for disappointment.
No matter what your parents put on your tombstone, it will be stolen and replaced.
We're going to work this out. We're going to work it out.
It should have one word on it.
Ragonk.com. Okay. 1983 to 2015.
Whoa.
January. Okay, let's go back to laughing. Back to laughing, please.
Wait, is he on the flight?
No.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah, play the music. It's all funny
we're
now.
Make
okay.
It.
All right, back
all right,
to fun.
The Saroys are next, thanks to our crew, Big Strong Jeremy on the board. And The Killer produced this morning. Sean Bass on the Ticket Ticker. For the great Gordo and for Junior Miller, I'm Giorgio. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning at 5:30 on the Ticket. We're going.
I'm in control here, bitch.